This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There will be, in the first few minutes of the program today, some math. And I apologize. I know that's not why you're here. But this morning's news that another 3.8 million people filed for unemployment benefits in the past week, more than 30 million since early March, obliges us to do some calculations. So, here we go. The unemployment rate before the bottom fell out of this economy was 3.5%. That went up to 4.4% in March. Next Friday morning, we get the April number, and as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, it is almost certainly going to undershoot how many people are really out of work.
I asked several economists how high they think unemployment is right now. The average, around 20%. But the official number for April won't capture a lot of people not working because of the pandemic. Take 52-year-old Brian Forrester of Tulsa.
I finally got through to the Oklahoma Unemployment Commission. I'm kind of on hold with them right now.
Yeah, he took my call while a state worker checked on his appeal for jobless benefits. Forrester's out of work and has no income. But he wouldn't be counted as unemployed by the Labor Department because he's not actively looking for work. He had a job lined up with the Census Bureau, but it's been put on hold.
There's really not a lot of jobs out there available right now. That's what I've been doing, is basically cooling my heels.
So what's a better measure of unemployment? Bill Rogers, a former chief economist at the Labor Department, suggests the labor force participation rate.
It's the share of the civilian population that is either working or they say that they're actually searching for a job.
Rogers says a sharp decline in labor force participation will show the true scale of employment loss.
It's also capturing people who may have gotten discouraged because there aren't jobs in the world of COVID. They are concerned about if they work, they can get sick.
The Congressional Budget Office predicts labor force participation will fall to just under 60%, the lowest since the early 1970s. The hope is that as people return to work, participation will start rising again. But there are signs of unease among American workers. Bankrate's Mark Hamrick cites a recent survey.
57% are moderately to extremely concerned about their job security.
And those least likely to go back to work soon or have employers to go back to are in low-paid sectors like restaurants, hotels, nail and hair salons. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.